1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
So the Dan Kilgallen, by the way, joins us at the Dallas Evening Telegram. We continue our discussion of the Hall of Fame and the candidates that were eligible. Tell me about Thurman Munson. Now, I know who he is, but your thoughts, because you were on Fox Sports earlier talking about this, and I know he was up for election there with the Veterans Committee.
Well, Thurman Munson, Phil, is an interesting case. Thurman Munson played for the New York Yankees. He was a team captain. He was a leader on that team and was part of their World Championships in the late 70s. A lot of people don't know that Thurman died in a 1979 airplane crash. And I think probably what weighed heavily with the baseball writers when considering Thurman Munson for the Hall of Fame is that you have a man who was named a team captain of the New York Yankees. The first team captain, by the way, named by the Yankees since Lou Gehrig. He was a good team leader. But during the offseason, I think it was either 77 or 78, he was attempting to land a private plane in Ohio. It was a small jet. And he crashed the plane. And I was talking with Stu Duncan of the National Sports and Jim Weddle, who also writes a column for the Jacksonville Morning Sun. And we were talking about this. Now, the Hall of Fame, Phil, to go back for just a moment, is a place where very special people are enshrined. And it's a place where you want individuals who go above and beyond the baseball paradigm, if you will. And Thurman Munson, we were talking, you ask yourself how good could he have been when knowing that he had a team that depended on him, knowing that he's got a team that's defending a world championship, and he doesn't know how to land an airplane.
What happened with that crash?
Well, the facts are the plane was not apparently operated properly. He didn't know how to fly it, and he was trying to land it without the landing gear being down. And so anyway, the plane crashes, and Mr. Munson's killed. And
But my question is, what does that have to do with Thurman Munson's baseball ability? I mean, I'm familiar with the plane crash.
I think you look at his ability to be a team captain. A team captain does a lot. He leads a team on the field. He leads a team off the field. He does it all. And all things being equal, his career stats were not spectacular, but he might have made it. He might have had a shot if he hadn't made the fatal mistake of flying an airplane and not having enough, I guess, intelligence to land. As a sports writer, you say, well, my God, if he isn't smart enough to land an airplane. And so you can't put a man into the Hall of Fame who has a question mark on his ability to lead when they...
But the facts of the crash, well, when you say wasn't smart enough...
Well, he didn't have... The flaps were supposed to be down when they were... The landing gear wasn't out. He just wasn't too bright. So the Hall of Fame has in it individuals who are great baseball players, but also quality people. And you go up in a jet, even if it's a small jet, and you're flying it around up there, and then someone says to you, all right, let's land it, and you say, well, I don't know how to land it. You know, what does that say about you're going to follow this guy? So,
all right, I want to follow up with this whole idea that the Hall of Fame has quality people in it. Cap Anson is in the Hall of Fame. Tris Speaker is in the Hall of Fame. Both of these men were members of the Ku Klux Klan. Both of these men were instrumental, along with Commissioner Landis, of keeping people of color out of baseball for a long time. And yet these guys were in the Hall of Fame.
That is correct. They are in the Hall of Fame. Now, what you do is you take a step back and you say, they're in the Hall of Fame, and they were in the Ku Klux Klan, but they were devoted to what they believed in. I'm not saying that what Cap Anson believed in was good. I'm not here to make a judgment on that. But he was at least devoted to what he was saying.
Well, but you're saying Thurman Munson doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame because how can you say a guy's bright enough to be a team captain when he can't land an airplane? Cap Anson was in the Ku Klux Klan, and so was Tris Speaker, one of the storied second baseman of baseball. they belong, but Thurman Munson doesn't?
Well, let me tell you this. These guys were smart enough to keep, and I'm not saying this is right, Phil, but please understand, I've devoted my career to making sure that blacks and whites and everyone plays the game of baseball. One of my jobs as a sports writer is caretaker, but I don't think their philosophy was right, but they were committed to it, and I think it goes a long way to say, well, I'm committed to the philosophy of the Ku Klux Klan. That's man A. Now you go to man B. Hi, I don't know how to land an airplane. Of those two men, who would you say more deserves to be?
Well, look, I'm not even going to say that Thurman Munson belongs in the Hall of Fame, because I don't know that his career stats were all that spectacular. I just know that he was on two world champions. He was Rookie of the Year in 1970. And that's not necessarily Hall of Fame stat. I just don't understand keeping a guy out because of a fatal airplane crash where he, you know, the flaps weren't down or something. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. With me on the line from Dallas, Texas is Don Kilgallen of the Dallas Evening Telegram on the Hall of Fame voting today. We will talk about, Don, the guys that got in, Wade Boggs, Ryan Sandberg. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Now, let's comment on the guys that did get in, Wade Boggs and Ryan Sandberg.
The Ryan Sandberg vote, Phil, was a little bit surprising. I'm not sure what the writers were thinking.
Well, he was a very talented ball player.
He was a very talented ball player, but let's talk about something for a minute. You need to keep in mind that through much of Ryan Sandberg's career with the Chicago Cubs, the Cubs were carried over WGN television superstation. That means every day they played, the Chicago Cubs came into the homes of every American, practically every American out there. Ryan Sandberg was on television every day. Now, there's a little bit of a burnout factor for the American baseball and sports fan. You elect this guy into the Hall of Fame, and people take their family to Cooperstown to see the different great ball players. And they have Ryan Sandberg there. So for over 20 years, every day, Ryan Sandberg, and now here's Cooperstown, and you ask yourself, you know, when's it going to end with this guy? And
well, when you say the man is, would you say the same is true of Wade Boggs, that he was overexposed?
I think it's true of Wade Boggs. And the other thing you need to think about with Wade Boggs is, again, the Thurman Munson factor, which, you know, unfortunately, Wade was not a terribly intelligent man. He's a great ball player. But when you're talking about the Hall of Fame, I want to reiterate again, you are talking about people that are more than ball players. They're exemplary human beings. They are people.
Because there you go again with exemplary human being. A guy in a Ku Klux Klan is an exemplary human being.
I'm not. Again, you're missing my point here.
Okay, I'm going to try and get your point. Are you saying that there is something to be said for a man who is devoted to a philosophy and sees it through?
I think that that's part and parcel of it. Cap Anson and Tris Speaker both collaborated with Commissioner Landis to keep African Americans out of the game of baseball for over half a century. It's wrong. But you have to take a step back and admire the sheer audacity of that accomplishment. How did two men keep, I don't know how many millions of them there are, but how millions of African Americans out of baseball? Okay, and
because of that, he belongs in the Hall of Fame, but Wade Boggs doesn't.
Wade Boggs, I think, again, is a guy you're going to take your kids to the Hall of Fame. You're going to have your young son or your young daughter stand in front of Wade Boggs' bust, and all of the busts of the ball players are there for the kids and all the baseball fans to see. And your son's going to look into the eyes of Wade Boggs, and what is he going? Nothing's going to be looking back, because Wade, a good ball player, not a great one, but a good one, was not a man who I would say was an intelligent man. So you're going to have nothing looking back at your kids. The dumb, dead eyes of a Wade Boggs are the things that I.
Well, see, you know, the dumb, dead eyes of Wade Boggs.
That's what you're dealing with. Believe me, I covered baseball, Phil, and I have covered baseball for 31 years. And I've talked to them all great guys. But I don't want my boy going to Cooperstown and looking into the face of a Wade Boggs bust and what's looking back. Because you can talk to Wade Boggs in person, or you can go and look at a concrete rendering of his head. And by God, there's more humanity coming out of that dead thing in the Cooper, then. So this is what we're saying. And
all right, well, hold the line here for a minute, Don. 1-800-449-8686. The Cooperstown vote was on today for the Hall of Fame. I'm talking to Don Kilgallen of the Dallas Evening Telegram. You know, this whole thing with the Hall of Fame, does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of Fame? Does this guy belong in the Hall of Fame? And here's a guy who says, well, you know, the Hall of Fame are for men who are higher, elevated above baseball. I mentioned Tris Speaker and Cap Anson, both card-carrying members of the Ku Klux Klan. I don't know if they gave them cards, but you know what I'm saying. They're in. Thurman Munson doesn't get in. Why? Because he was not bright enough to land an airplane. And that may speak to his leadership abilities on the field. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. My guest this hour, Don Kilgallen of the Dallas Evening Telegram, on today's Hall of Fame voting. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking here with Don Kilgallen from the Dallas Evening Telegram about the Hall of Fame voting, which today placed Wade Boggs and Ryan Sandberg in the Hall. You are not a big fan of either one of these men making it to the Hall of Fame. And I know the reasons you gave us, Don.
Again, Phil, I don't want it to seem like I don't admire the playing ability of these gentlemen, but I think that you've got other people. I think Jim Rice should have made it.
Jim Rice didn't make it?
Jim Rice did not make it. I think Andre Dawson. I think Lee Smith, just the longevity of Lee Smith. But instead, you've got Boggs and Sandberg.
What about Jim Abbott? Jim Abbott was considered, too.
Jim Abbott is a very special man. There's no doubt about what Jim Abbott was able to achieve in his career.
And what Don's referring to is Jim Abbott had one hand. He was born...
That is correct. Jim Abbott was born with... he had a one good arm, and he had a hand that was, I forget the drug the women took for morning sickness, but he had a one hand that was all, it wasn't right. So, didn't even have a hand. It was more like just a stump or something. But he was a young man who was able to achieve a lot. But I don't think Jim Abbott belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Why? Well, where his stats weren't there?
I think he might have had the stats. The thing about Jim Abbott, you have to understand, is Jim Abbott, because he only had the one good wing, I think you're going to have people saying, if they're visiting, more and more people are coming over here from China and Japan, and we are already, Phil, right now, competing with the Japanese. Now you're going to have these Chinese and Japanese come into the Hall of Fame, and they'll say, now, how tough can this game be if a guy with one hand makes it into the Hall of Fame? Now, right now, we are in a very crucial struggle with the Japanese and these Chinese over who's better at baseball. And
well, the Chinese are not all that developed.
Not the Chinese, but Japanese. And they're going to come over to our Hall of Fame and see that we put in a guy with one hand, and I think what you've got is a credibility problem. And I'm the foremost advocate of the handicapped. But I don't need, well, I'll tell you something right now, and I don't know if you agree, I don't need a guy from Japan coming over and, you know, rolling his eyes, you know, and saying, we don't need, you know, that.
All right, let me take some phone calls here. Don of the Dallas Evening Telegram, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, hi. Hi. Is this guy a joke? Is he for real or what? I mean, he's sticking up for Ku Klux Klan guys.
No, I'm not sticking up for the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, here's the deal. If you take your logic, Adolf Hitler was single-minded, and he killed 6 million people, so we should give him the Nobel Peace Prize.
Of course not.
That's if we extend your logic.
No, I think you got...
You said these guys were single-minded.
Because Sir, because you say that's an extension of my logic doesn't necessarily make it so. I'm saying Cap Anson, look, those guys were voted in at a time before anyone really considered the background. Now, today, if you were to ask me, should those two men be kicked out of the Hall of Fame, I'd say, well, they can't be kicked out just because of the seminal nature of their careers. At the very beginning of baseball, you know, Cap Anson came into baseball right at its very beginning. Now, yeah, at that time, the thing to do was to keep blacks off the field, and he set about doing what everybody wanted him to do.
I'm just quoting you. You said you have to admire the fact that they were single-minded. They managed to keep blacks out of baseball for so many years, and somehow you stick up for them. But the poor baseball player that makes a mistake and crashes his plane, he's no good. It has nothing to do with baseball. I mean,
neither does being in the Ku Klux Klan. So let me ask you this. A guy who isn't bright enough to land an airplane, or a guy
How do you know he wasn't bright enough? How do you know he wasn't bright? Did you give him a psychological test?
No, but
maybe
you look at the accident report. He didn't have his flaps down, did not have the landing gear down.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever made a mistake in your life?
Based on stupidity?
No. Have you ever made a mistake in your life?
Well, it depends. Did you make a mistake because you're dumb, or did you make a mistake because you miscalculated something? If you're dumb...
Well, how do you know he was dumb?
Brother, I don't know about you, but not having a landing gear down coming in to land a jet? You're kidding with that, right?
No, because let me tell you something.
To me, that's got to be D-U-M-B with a capital.
No, it isn't.
It's not
absolutely
dumb.
Absolutely not.
So you land airplanes with no wheels.
Let me tell you something. I remember looking at a Naval Aviation magazine years ago, a plane's landing on a carrier, and one of the biggest mistakes the pilots made was they got so concentrated on other things they were forgetting to put their landing gear down, and they had to have a special guy who says, look, don't forget to put your landing gear down.
Well,
People make mistakes, but it doesn't mean you're dumb.
Yeah, they got something to think about because they're in a war. I'm talking about Thurman Munson out taking a pleasure ride. What's the difference? Are you trying to compare him taking a little goofy flight around Akron Airport and some guys that are in the middle of a battle?
What I'm saying is...
Well, let me jump in here. This gentleman's saying you're letting Cap Anson and Tris Peaker into the Hall of Fame, even though they were in the Klan, but Thurman Munson wasn't bright enough.
Look... The quality of a man is not so much what he believes in, and this is my opinion. Now, does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of Fame? I believe he does. Because he...
Pete Rose belongs, but Thurman Munson and Wade Boggs and Ryan Sandberg don't.
No. Yes?
Phil, I don't get it. Do you get it?
What I'm trying to figure out here is that...
Look, Pete Rose bet on baseball. You're right, he did. I don't see the guy living in a poorhouse, so he must have been pretty good at it.
Well, Thurman Munson,
on the other hand, hi, I'm Thurman Munson, and I'm going to land a plane with no wheels. Huh?
Tony, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Don Kilgallen of the Dallas Evening Telegram on the eligibility, the suitability of a Thurman Munson or even a Ryan Sandberg or a Wade Boggs for the Hall of Fame. Now, Ryan Sandberg, you mentioned, was overexposed, as was Wade Boggs, and we'll get into talking about that. Here is Frank. Go ahead, Frank. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Kilgallen.
Hi, how are you, Don?
Very good. How are you?
Hey, listen, I just got to say this. What the heck does flying a plane have to do with baseball? Nothing. If you take your argument, you can't have the Hall of Fame that was sometime in the 1890s, before the Kitty Hawk first flight, because they couldn't fly planes, because obviously, if they weren't invented yet, you can't know how to fly them,
right? That's not the point. It's about being bright enough to fly planes. It has nothing to do with baseball.
Well, has nothing to do with any qualifications for,
All right, let me just say this. It's not about being able to fly an airplane. It's about being bright enough to get into an airplane and say, are your flaps down? No. Oh, well, thank you. We're about to crash. Now, if this was like 1890, and I'm considering, let's say, Cy Young to get into the Hall of Fame, and I find out that the guy lit an exploding cigar in a bar or something and burned his face off. You know what I'm saying? Do I want that guy in the Hall of Fame?
If he played a good game of baseball, yeah. If I want to go see geniuses that know how to do quantum physics, I'll go watch a chess match.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm on the phone here with our guest Don Kilgallon of the Dallas Evening Telegram. We're talking about the Hall of Fame for baseball voting today, which allowed Wade Boggs and Ryan Sandberg in. You took exception to Boggs and Sandberg getting in. Sandberg because he's overexposed, and Boggs because he did not have the kind of mind that a man should have to be an inspiration to kids. Am I reading that right?
You've got a good thumbnail sketch of it, Phil. I want to say on the part of Ryan Sandberg, I'm a little more disappointed that he was put into the Hall of Fame because for over, I don't know how long he played for the Chicago Cubs. It was a long time, but every day the Cubs were on television in homes all over America. And so Ryan Sandberg was unfairly exposed every day. And so you're going to think he's better than he is just because he's on TV. And a lot of the way people think, especially baseball fans, most Americans, I think that if a guy is on television, he must be something special. So people will automatically say, oh, he's on TV, I guess he's important. Now Ryan Sandberg comes in your home every day on a superstation, WGN, which broadcasts the games every day.
That's right. I remember Harry Carey and Steve Stone.
Absolutely. Every day you're watching Ryan Sandberg on TV. And so the average baseball fan sees that and says, oh, I guess he's special. He's on TV. Now,
what about Steve Garvey?
Steve Garvey, I think, is not going to make the Hall of Fame ever for the simple fact that his wife was on television every morning on that Good Day LA show. They did a program with Regis Philbin. And he's going to suffer the residual effects of her being on television every day. And people got real tired of that fast. And so when they say Steve Garvey, they think of her. And
all right, there's an overexposure thing you're talking about.
That's correct.
You're talking about an intelligence thing. And you're talking about a commitment thing. Two guys that were in the Ku Klux Klan belong in the Hall of Fame. But Wade Boggs, Thurman Munson, not smart enough. Ryan Sandberg and Steve Garvey overexposed, and in the case of Steve Garvey, overexposed because his wife was on TV every day.
Yes. And
what happens? Kids go to the Hall of Fame?
Well, you go to the Hall of Fame, you pay your money, you walk in, and there's a bust of Ryan Sandberg, and your thought is, I just saw him on television. When am I going to be done with this guy? Here he is again. I saw him for 20 years on TV. Steve Garvey, I saw his wife's kisser all over television, and now here he is again. So this is what we're talking about. People don't understand this. And in the case of Garvey, he comes from the Los Angeles market. Big deal. That's why everyone thinks he's good, because he played in Hollywood. Well, I'm here to tell you, he wasn't that good at all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Don on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Don.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
I assume that this is a real guest you have on, and if he has a job tomorrow, I'll be shocked.
I'm a sports writer, sir.
Okay, that's great.
I get paid for opinion. I write a column.
And I know you're going to interrupt me several times. All I want to say is that you've shown your true colors.
My job is to comment on sport and to protect the game of baseball.
Is there a chance that I can comment?
Yeah, but I don't want you telling me I'm going to get fired for giving an opinion. That's what they pay me to do.
No. But what you've shown is that you're trying to keep people out of the Hall of Fame for what, in your definition, is being stupid. and yet you're making comments. I believe I even heard you make a comment about Japanese players rolling their eyes with buck teeth, and you're actually defending, whether you think so or not, you were defending people who are racist because they're so staunch in their beliefs that that's somehow a credit to them because they're bigoted or because they're racist. You are defending them only because you believe that if you have strong convictions, like the caller said a few times ago, and I can't say it any better, somehow you found the nerve to defend them. But if someone can't fly a plane, which has nothing to do with baseball, that person, Thurman Munson, was a great leader on his team, a great role model in the locker room and on the field. The fans loved the player. He played hard every day. Has nothing to do with how he died. That tragedy was extraordinary. And yet somehow, because of that tragedy, you think he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, whether he shouldn't be or shouldn't. Don't try to talk about a player being dumb and say that's why he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame and you don't want your kid to look at his bust.
Well, look
how many players that play professionally in all sports aren't necessarily great students in college or high school.
How do you know he was a great leader? And I'll tell you why I asked that question. If he's such a great leader, and he doesn't know enough to drop the wheels down when he's landing a jet.
So you can't make a sentence without talking about his airplane ability. He was a great leader. He was the captain of a team that was in turmoil.
Well, but again, that was a talented baseball team. I'll give you that.
But don't
say, hey, Thurman Munson's a great leader. Let's follow him all the way out onto the runway where he's going to take off in an airplane, and then when we land it, the flaps aren't down.
See, you can't construct a sentence about Thurman Munson without talking about an airplane. You cannot keep
I'm telling you that he couldn't
ability.
Possibly have been a good leader if he doesn't know how to turn the switch that has the wheels go down.
See, you did it again. You can't complete
well,
a sentence.
Well, I did it, and I'll keep on doing it until you get the point. Now, the other thing that I want to mention
you
is
are
that the Japanese players, of course I do. I defend the Hall. I'm a sports writer. I vote. The Japanese are competing with us in baseball. They come over here and they see a guy with one arm one good hand in our Hall of Fame. What does that tell them?
Well, no, but the gentleman was saying, you said they're licking their buck teeth.
You talked about rolling your eyes and buck teeth. What is that? I'll tell you what, you have done the best job of overexposing yourself. Forget about every ball player today is overexposed if you want to talk overexposure. Every college player's on TV all the time.
Look, I mean, are you impressed?
Every conference.
Are you think it's big because a guy's on TV?
No,
wait
I don't
a minute, the man said
on TV. The fans aren't voting for the Hall of Fame. So how many times they're on TV is not related to whether they get in the Hall of Fame or not to the average fan. You're voting. We don't vote.
Right. I do vote. And I voted against Wade Boggs and Ryan Sandberg because, I got tired of looking at Sandberg every day of my life.
But the fan, that's how silly a reason, just because you got tired of watching him play. You're not even really looking at his ability.
Are you looking
then.
At his ability, yeah. Are you looking at how good Ryan Sandberg was? Ryan Sandberg played a long time with the Cubs.
Don't I know it. Every time I turn my TV on, there's that four-eye. And this gentleman doesn't like the way I put things. I'll put it differently. Harry Carey's there.
Well, look at that. You call Harry Carey Mr. Four Eyes. What's that about?
So in other words, I can't have my opinion. You guys can have yours.
Oh, no. I think it's wonderful to have your opinion because you say...
You got Chinamen coming over here who want to take over our game.
Wow.
What do you mean,
see,
wow?
You're doing great. This is great. The more you talk, the more you show you're an idiot. It's incredible.
I'm an
That's
idiot.
That's incredible.
I'm an idiot. They put Wade Boggs in the Hall of Fame, and I'm an idiot. Okay.
Who's they? Who's they?
The guys that voted for him, because I sure didn't.
Right, you're putting down everybody else.
No, not everybody. Just the guys that
voted.
Just the guys that voted for him.
Well, 91.9% of the voters voted for Wade Boggs. So you and 9% of the other guys didn't.
Okay, that doesn't make me wrong.
All right, look at Don. Thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Don Kilgallen is with us. You see, the guy was reacting to you saying the Japanese baseball players licking their buck teeth.
All right, I'm sorry I said that. I'll apologize. If that's all he can hang his hat on, the fact that I made an innocent remark, then my apologies.
All right, 1-800-44... What a sick... 1-800-449-8686. Wade Boggs doesn't belong in a Hall of Fame because he's dumb. Ryan Sandberg doesn't belong in a Hall of Fame because he's overexposed. Thurman Munson doesn't belong in a Hall of Fame because he wasn't bright enough to land an airplane. And Steve Garvey doesn't belong in a Hall of Fame because his wife was on television for 20 years. This is the opinion of Don Kilgallen of the Dallas Evening Telegram. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with Don Kilgallen of the Dallas Evening Telegram. Before we go back to the baseball stuff, and we're talking about the Hall of Fame, and you're mentioning Ryan Sandberg, Wade Boggs, all these guys. What do you think of the Kobe Bryant civil suit being settled?
Well, I will tell you, Phil, that I think Kobe Bryant is one very fortunate young black man. Because where I come from when I was a kid, if you're black, you put your hands on a white woman. And I'm not saying anything. I don't agree with it.
What do you mean if you put your hands on a white? They settled the thing.
I know they settled the civil suit, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think he's very fortunate. I think he got out with his, you know, as we used to say in the Navy, I think he got out with his rear end intact, you know, because he could have been, he could have been twisting in the wind. So I think Kobe Bryant ought to thank his lucky stars. And I think he should also be thankful of the fact that this is 2005, not 1955. Because I grew up in a town where there's some boys who, they sit in a barber shop and wear kind of a pork pie hat with a Navy tattoo on their arms, and they go to work. So,
well, I don't know what that has to do with anything. The fact is, he can concentrate on basket. What are you talking about? You're talking about?
Well, I'm just, you know, just thinking back. That's all.
All right, well, in any event, Kobe Bryant is, that thing is cooled out, and so he can get back to thinking about basketball. Good for the Lakers, right?
I think it's very good for the Lakers, yeah. I think it's good for their fans. Probably very good for Kobe, but I think that the message is loud and clear, and I think it is probably, I think there's more than one concierge newsletter that has been circulated throughout this country that when you see him coming, maybe you ought to just go and use the toilet or something.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Larry, go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you? Mr. Kilgallen, sir.
Good evening.
Do you know anything about baseball at all?
Good evening. I'm sorry?
Do you know anything about baseball at all, sir?
Well,
Wade Boggs
I
had seven or eight batting championships.
I take it that's a very loaded question, so
I'm asking you. He's a man that had seven or eight batting championships and 3,000 hits.
Of course. I understand what he did.
How do you not vote him in? You name me one guy who has 3,000 hits who's not in the hall.
One guy that's got 3,000?
Try to name one.
Pete
you
Rose.
Can't.
Pete Rose, thank you.
God, well, Pete Rose
that
is
was
a different
easy.
Story.
That was easy.
That's legal. That's not through achievement.
What do you mean that's legal?
That's because he's been banned from baseball.
Well, what do you think we're talking about here? We're talking about achievement. We're talking about more than baseball. We're talking about something that's beyond just the so you walked right into that one, didn't you?
No, I didn't walk right into that one.
You walked right into that one.
Pete Rose is not eligible for the Hall of Fame due to his actions off the field, not his achievements on the field.
You're walking away. Well, that's what I'm talking about, aren't I?
Well, what did Wade Boggs do off the field that didn't entitle him to be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think that he was that bright.
You don't think he was that bright?
Yeah.
I think people listening don't think you're very bright, sir.
Well, sir, I'm making my point. You say name me one guy with 3,000 hits, I name one, and you're still rubbing your rear end on that one.
You think he ought to be in the hall. You said you ought to think old Pete ought to be in the hall. So do I, by the way.
I think Pete should be in the Hall of Fame because I think he was good at what he did.
Right.
You said he ought to be in the Hall of Fame because he's good at gambling.
No, I said that was part of it, yeah. What do you think about...
How about Barry Bonds?
Let me ask you a question, because this other gentleman said something. What do you think about these Chinese or these Japanese trying to take over?
I don't think they're trying to take over. I think a very small percentage of Japanese players are good enough to play in American Major League Baseball. If they were all that good, they'd all come over here for the multi-million-dollar contracts.
That's an interesting thing to say, because when I was a kid, there wasn't one Chinaman over here playing. Now, all of a sudden, they're all over here?
Some of them are very good.
Well, how come they all of a sudden got good?
Look at Mr. Matsui for the Yankees.
Well, that's true. But see, what I'm saying is, next thing you know, Larry, you'll be going out to a ballpark, and it's just nothing but Chinamen out there.
Well, if they're good enough, sir, and the people want to pay to see it, that's the way it ought to be.
Will you?
Will I?
Yeah.
I love baseball. If the best players on the field are Chinese, I don't care if the best players on the field are Swedes.
Well, then why don't you go out and why don't you fly to Japan and go watch them play over there?
Because I'm a middle-class working guy, sir. I can't afford to fly to Japan. I'd love to go to a Japanese ball game.
He lives in America, okay? All right, Larry.
Look, no, wait. You sound... Can I ask you, is this Mookie Wilson?
No, sir, I'm not Mookie Wilson. No, sir.
I swear to God, you sound just like Mookie.
I do.
No, I swear to God.
I'm a white man from Connecticut, sir.
No, can I ask you a question? Seriously, because Mookie does this a lot. He calls the talk shows. This is Mookie, isn't it?
No, Mookie, the guy,
the Mets?
Yeah. Mookie does this all the time. He calls sports shows pretending like he's a white man or what have you. And
yeah, him and Buckner probably have a six-pack and call, right?
Now I know this is Mookie. Where are you at right now?
Where am I at?
Yeah.
I'm at the Diamond Club at Shea Stadium, waiting for the seventh game of the series so I can hit a mother ball through Buckner's legs.
Look,
you're silly, sir. You're very silly.
Mookie, if this is you, I resent the fact what you did last night. I'll never forgive you for that.
Get out of here, man. You're scaring me. Don Kilgallen of the Dallas Evening Telegram, and why Wade Boggs, Ryan Sandberg, Jim Abbott, and Steve Garvey don't belong in the Hall of Fame because they're overexposed or stupid, but Cap Anson and Tris Speaker, they're fine even though they were in the Klan. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass, plug into the world. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up next hour, Dave Oliva joins us about his job at a steakhouse where he reminds people to stack their plates neatly. Otherwise, he'll fall into the parking lot. Our web address, www.philhendryshow.com, www.philhendryshow.com. And our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com. You can write to us. Sometimes we read the emails on the air. If you have a backstage pass, then you get a personal response from me. Sometimes I write them and sometimes Michelle does, but you'll never know because she signs my name to them. I'm just kidding around.
It's not fair at all. People pay for it. They want to talk to you, even though it's probably boring.
Yeah, okay, that's great, man. Well, tell you what, even if it's dull, man, write me. I'll send you a little line back. Thank you very much to Don Kilgallen licking their buck teeth. Man. Coming up next, Dave Oliva on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.